Part 1. Early Days. The Weapon of the Weaker Nation. Britain's first steps towards acquiring submarines were very cautious. In April 1900, the Parliamentary Secretary to Viscount Goschen, the First Lord of the Admiralty, told the House of Commons, "The Admiralty are not prepared to take any steps in regard to the submarines, because this vessel is only the weapon of the weaker nation. If, however, this vessel can be rendered practical, the nation which possesses it will cease to be weak, and may become really powerful. More than any other nation, we should have to fear the attacks of submarines." This seemed to be a conclusive dismissal of submarines, an echo of Lord St. Vincent's remarks nearly 100 years before. But in December 1900, the Admiralty were concerned to note that the French had provided for more submarines in their naval estimates. The French were our traditional enemies. If the French were building submarines, then submarines had to be taken seriously. Britain had no submarine designers. The first submarines would have to come from abroad. The design chosen was that by John P. Holland of New Jersey, to be built by Vickers, Son and Maxim at Barrow-in-Furness. In April 1901, the First Lord of the Admiralty, by now Lord Selborne, stated in the Naval Estimates in the Commons, "Five submarine vessels of the type invented by Mr. Holland have been ordered, the first of which should be delivered next autumn. What the future value of these boats may be in naval warfare can only be a matter of conjecture, but experiments with these boats will assist the Admiralty in assessing their true value." The first submarine appointments were made almost casually, at a time when the general opinion of submarines and submariners in the Navy was succinctly expressed by Rear Admiral Arthur Wilson, VC, when he was controller of the Navy in 1902, who is alleged to have said, "Underwater weapons, they call them. I call them underhand, unfair, and damned un-English. There'll never be any use in war, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to get the First Lord to announce that we intend to treat all submarines as pirate vessels in wartime, and that we'll hang all the crews."